No, the National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is calling on people in Kerry to sign a petition calling on the government to introduce a legal ban on sulky horse activity on public roads to ensure stronger protections for horses and the public. The petition outlines that the NSPCA is calling the government to reduce that prohibition on sulky horse racing on public roads and develop a multi-agency report or support approach, I suppose, involving several different departments to try and clamp down on the activity, along with the on Garda Síochána as well. Conor Dowling is Director of Advocacy at the NSPCA. He's with me on the line. Conor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, a lot of people were deeply distressed when they saw the scenes in March in Clonmel of a horse that died after a collision with a car. There's been protests since then about this and a promise from the Minister for Agriculture to clamp down on it. Is that what this petition is about?
Yeah, well, I mean, we believe that the use of these the sulky activity on public roads have been tolerated for too long. And what we're seeing now, and everybody can see it now with the advent of videos and social media, and this poses an unacceptable risk, not just to the horses involved and the riders, but to the wider public. And we've seen, you know, tragic incidents involving horses. We've seen collisions with vehicles. And we're saying that there's only a matter of time before there's going to be a very serious incident where an innocent bystander is caught up and is injured, seriously injured, or even worse. So we're looking for a ban on the complete ban on the use of these sort of vehicles and that sort of activity on the public roads, not just racing, because you mentioned that incident in Clonmel. That didn't occur during a race that you sometimes see in these videos. That was just somebody using one of these vehicles on the road, and the consequences were pretty drastic.
Yeah, and that's part of it. What do you want the government to do? What do you want the Gardaí to do? You're talking as well about developing a digital evidence management system so people can report incidents.
Yeah, well, as I've outlined, there's multiple areas of concern here. From our point of view, obviously, there's the animal welfare concerns with the horses involved, but there's road safety issues, public safety issues, and this requires a coordinated, multi-departmental solution. So we're looking for the Departments of Justice, Agriculture, Transport and Rural Community Development to come together and work on this. But you mentioned the digital evidence management system that we've proposed, and you know, this can be used in other areas where, by if people have dash cam footage, they can submit it for the Gardaí to follow up on. So we think that there should be something similar for incidents relating to horses and sulkies on public roads.
Yeah, and that's a part of it as well. The other part of it is you want enforcement powers strengthened to provide Gardaí with resources and training to deal with it. Do you believe that's needed, that they need more support resources, perhaps maybe more penalties to court system to deal with it?
Well, I mean, this would require, you know, specific legislation targeting particular activities and vehicles, and so it needs to be looked at holistically. But yeah, I mean, if Gardaí are going to enforce any legislation, they need to be able to do so. And if you look at the number of uninsured vehicles seized last year, within the tens of thousands, so they have to have the resources to be able to do that. Similarly, if you're trying to tackle issues involving horses, you have to have the resources and the support to deal with any horses or vehicles that would need to be seized.
Conor, is part of the answer here perhaps maybe to provide some sort of off-road tracks for people who want a sulky race?
Yeah, and that's ultimately should be the aim. That's where these vehicles belong. That's what they were designed for. They were never intended for scooting around on the roads. If you look at these vehicles and you can charter their development and their evolution over the decades for use in harness racing on tracks, and they've been honed for speed. You know, they're designed to be aerodynamic. The driver's sitting down low behind the horse for aerodynamic reasons, so the view is very limited. So you know, that's where they belong, and that's where we need to try and get them. So we would like to see that. And in other countries, it's hugely popular, harness racing. In places like Sweden, it's much more popular than regular horse racing. So we would like to see the development of those sort of resources so that people can be directed and enjoy the activity in the way it should be.
Okay, all right. Uplift.ie is the website. Keep sulky horse activity off Irish public roads. That's the petition. Conor, thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. We'll see where it goes from here. That's Conor Dowling of the NSPCA, their National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Keep your views coming into us on the show. We'll have more on the way after we take these.